Put it together. So the gross says that this business about describing the steps of the beauty salon in Ahasuerus' palace is talking about the process of the tshuva from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And as we said yesterday, it's not the clean slate that we're always used to thinking, the turn the new page, all that stuff. You're on probation for a year. So once a year, you're going to hold your tshuva. And the process how you do it is you spend 6 months with Shem and Amar and 6 months. With Tamruk and Anashim, in other words, the first 6 months is you have to get rid the oil that there's Shem and Amor was to get rid of the hairs, get rid of the extras, get rid of the taivas, get rid of the stuff that's the blemishes. You gotta get rid of the blemishes. We're getting hamish. So standing room only. You gotta get rid of the blemishes. Sure, we're gonna knock your socks off today. So
This is getting boring.
that's what I'm saying. I was planning on doing it, but you did it early. So the next 6 months is Tamruki Anoshim is the Besamim, which is the Aseh Tov, which is you gotta go. Then you could go smell good. Then that's the opportunity to go smell good. So let's just finish the piece. Then he says, Ubazeh Nara Boala Melech. Now she's ready to approach the king, says the girl. If this is the process you do during the year, chatzi betshuva, you spent 1 year getting rid of the taivas, and then you start focusing on learning, davening. Now you're getting yourself a good smell with besamim and makeup and all this stuff. Then it's called yochalava elamelech Yom Kippur. Then you can approach the king on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Lavak, now your avoinus are done. Now you're taka totally clean slate. And what happens? Kol asher toimar yinosein la lova ima mibeis anoshim mibeis amelach pirish shakadosh baruch hu memalei tamid rotzen atzadikim. Whatever you want, you get. High level. The shomer asel. Ach, your rotzen is not always going to be in this world. Sometimes it's going through a process of Gehenna for a little bit, but basically you get everything you want.
It's
But
always a
that's
disclaimer. You'll never know at the
what
end of the day.
he says. He says, Lo you're going to bring with you from the Beis Hanoshim, which is Olam Hazeh, at Beis HaMelech, which is Olam Haba. So if you reach that process, then you will get the you'll get full kapara. Now we have 11 minutes. Let's see if we can squeeze in a whole nother idea. So what's the Gross saying is that there's a two-step process. You got to get rid of the tivus. Besides that, you have to go do positive mitzvahs and everything like that. Now, there's another piece in the Gra. This is what I'm saying is based on two, three pieces in the Gra in the Gemara. No. The Gra says the Gemara discusses, tell you this stuff is not shy. The Gemara discusses that there was two Averis that they did in order to deserve the Gzeira of Purim. They were Nenem Misutasa Shalach HaShverish, and they were also Mishtakav HaLatzelem. So they were Nenem from the Suda, which was a Bechina of Taiva. And then they also did Avodah Zarah, which is the more higher level Yetzer Hara. There's basically in the Teras Agra, there's pretty much two or three Yetzer Haras. There's a very low level Yetzer Hara, which it's the guf type of Yetzer Hara, what the guf wants. And then there's sometimes like a neshama dikah Yetzer Hara, a more refined Yetzer Hara. Maybe gaiva, kavod, Avodah Zarah goes in that. It's like there's the taiva, which is the low level. That's symbolized by Esav. But I'm sorry, that's Yishmael. And Esav is the more violent, because they want the cast, the guy or the coven, or whatever. That's Esav. But that's not the point. And Akoponim, says the Gra, they did two Averis. They were Poygim in both, because they did Taiva. They were Nenem Yisudos Shalach HaShverish, which is a Bechina of Taiva. And they also did Avodah Zarah. Who symbolizes each one? Achashverosh is the power of Taiva, who made the Suda. Haman was the power of the Avodah Zarah. So he was Machshel Klal Yisrael and the Avodah Zarah. So Klal Yisrael lost both levels, their guf and their neshama. When you lose your guf and your neshama, Then Amalek comes, because Amalek is a combination of Esav and Yishmael. By the way, just
even though he's a descend, direct descendant of Esav.
And Yishmael.
Never heard that.
Well, Yishmael is a high Yishmael.
Yeah, Amalek.
Amalek is the animal which represents Yishmael is Chamor. Shmuel lachem poyim haChamor. Chamor is Chumrius. The animal which represents Esav is Shar. That's why Yosef attacks Esav. Yosef is b'chor shor hadalon. The shor gets. Well, how does the shor damage? He's angry. Gores. That's kasani. That's the power of Esav. L'sirtzach is Esav. L'sinaf is Yishmael. The kelev is Amalek. As it says, lo yachatz kelev l'shayiv. Anyway, so the middle letters of chamor is mem vav. The middle letter of shor is vav. Is 52 is the gashar kelev, which is Amalek. The worst of Esav and Yishmael is Amalek. Fine. Anyway, that's not the point. So the point is, so you have Esav and Yishmael. You have the pagia in the guf and the pagia in the neshama that gives rise to Esav, to Achashverosh and to Haman. Says the Gra, that's why they needed two goyalim. Esther, Mordechai. Esther has to combat Achashverosh. Mordechai has to combat Haman. Esther rises up against the Taiva, or as a Karka Olam, this, she never consented to Achashverosh, she never bought into the whole thing, she didn't decide, I'm just going to stay married and get everything I want. No, she decided, she was forced, she was never, she. So she stood up to the Taiva. Mordechai stood up, he stood up against Avodah Zarah. So they needed two koiches, Esther, Mordechai. If you find in the whole Megillah, you never find a conversation between Esther and Haman. Even when she's talking about Haman, she says to Achashverosh, it's him. She doesn't talk to him b'chlal. And you
that
know,
he actually never did or happens.
It doesn't. The Megillah, says the Megillah doesn't talk about it. The Megillah doesn't record that because that's not their Melchama.
The Melchama. The males, nothing.
It says that it doesn't record a conversation like that. She says she's always talking to Achashverosh. Why? Because it could be she did, but the Keturah doesn't record it because the Melchama here was Esther against Achashverosh. Mordechai, there's never a conversation between Mordechai and Achashverosh. I mean, there's later in the Megillah when he tells him in the but in the Etzem, during the combat, during the challenge, there was never the conversation. Even the things that Mordechai wanted to communicate to Achashverosh, it was through Esther. Right? Why? Because Mordechai was combating the Koyach of Haman, and Esther was combating the Koyach of Achashverosh. Esther, what does she tell the people to do? Sumo alai, says the Goyin. Why? Because she was combating Taiva. It says fast. Mordechai, he's always telling them to tshuva, because you have to do the Ruchnias, get involved in learning, because he's talking about against the Avodah Zarah. Mordechai is just two parts to Yom Tov of Purim. Niskarim v'nasim. He keeps on saying. Niskarim is, read the Megillah, that's the Torah, that's the Mordechai part. Then there's the Suda and all that. That's connected that we rose to the challenge of the Yetzer Hara, of the Taiva, so we're allowed to celebrate with the Guf. And that was, that's the defeat. So there's two parts through the entire thing. Okay? So he says, okay, by the way, the two goyalim in Aaron and Moshe is Rosh Tevis Aleph Mem, is Esther Mordechai is the same Karach of Aim, whatever. But anyway, so the point is that you see clearly from this whole thing that the Klal Yisrael originally was nichshal in both areas, one in Taivis, they got involved in Eilav HaZeh too much, and one is in Avodah Zarah, they weren't doing the Ruchnias part properly. And they needed a tikkun in both, and the tikkun in both was Esther and Mordechai. And that's why you have to do Tshuva and Ma'asim Tovim. And the Yom Tov of Purim has two aspects because it's there to be misak. We were misak in both. When you're misak in both, then you can kill Haman. Very geschmack, very klar. The pasuk says Very interestingly, there's two psukim that talk about destroying a malik. This is not from the Goyin, this is from the Beis David, which is a Talmud of the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who's a Talmud of the Goyin. So I'm putting it in here because it's all connected. So he says that there's two parts to Mechias HaMalek, destroying HaMalek. One is we're going to lane by Parshas Kiseitze. It says, Timcha Ezech HaMalek. Who's the Tzivoyan? Us, Timcha. What we're going to lane on Purim is the Parsha of Vayavoy HaMalek. It says, Kimochoy Emcha Ezech HaMalek. Who's Emcha? Hashem. So is Hashem going to kill HaMalek or are we going to kill HaMalek? So Zok Tavis David is two parts to HaMalek. When HaMalek, this part that HaMalek is about the Taivas and the Guf, that's up to us. We have Bechira, we have to lift ourselves up over the Taivas of the Guf and all this. But the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, we can't really win ourselves. It's a spiritual power. And that's why Hashem was Mavatal that. So at the end, if we lift ourselves up over the Guf challenge of HaMalek, the spiritual challenge of HaMalek, Hashem will take care of. But if we give in to the Guf challenges of HaMalek, then the spiritual challenge of HaMalek is going to still be there. So it's up to us, both are true. It's Timcha Ezech HaMalek, you have to destroy HaMalek, but Mochi Emcha Ezech HaMalek, Hashem, once you do your part, I'll do my part.
But they were already Mavatal, that Yetzer
Hara. Mavatal, but there's other ways that it takes, not Yetzer Hara Mamish, but there's other...
Of
a desire. The Goyin says in a different place that today a Malek is the power of Machlekes.
Rav Lezer.
What?
Question.
Yeah.
We always learned, at least I always understood, that the attending the Achashverosh's Seuda and his party wasn't really the Ikar of the problem. Because the food was kosher and everything, but you're saying it was a taiva that they gave into, and that was in itself. Was
so there are different pshatim. I've said over from the Chassam Sofer, he says a pshat is more that they were giving into the galus and all that type of thing. But the Goyin says it was giving into the taivas. It's the Gemara. It also talks about by the end of the Suda, it was all about. By the end of the Suda, there's a whole thing about. You know, the women and all this type of stuff. There was a lot going on over there. So we have to assume everything.
And they were doing Avodah Zarah at this party?
Not Avodah Zarah, but they were giving, you had all the wine in the world that you wanted. The kosher food doesn't mean it's not a taiva. It just means it was kosher. It's still taiva. It's still giving into the taiva. So, we have to do it. The Amalek comes when Klaisos Nechshal and both, and you need the Geula to come from both parts. But then the both parts come together, and when we do our part, Hashem does his part. So I was just thinking, that's really the two parts that he's saying over here. Also, the 6 months you have to address both. The 6 months of Shemin Amor is when you get rid of the Tivus. That's one chelik of Amalek. But then the other chelik is you got to do mitzvahs. You got to go add to your ruchnias. Because it's not enough. You got to do both. You got to take care of your guf. Make sure your guf is clean. And you got to take care of your neshama. Make sure you keep doing mitzvahs. So they're both true. And that really was both challenges that faced the Klal Yisrael in Purim. By the way, we mentioned that Amalek is the power of Kelev. Kelev is Amalek because that's the combination of Esav and Yishmael. The Zohar says, and when it says, Lo Yechratz Kelev L'shoinai, why are we talking about when they left Mitzrayim, there was no dogs barking at them? Why are we focused on that? It means that Hashem protected us from the Shlita of the power of Amalek, the Kar Hara of Amalek, because they had Emunah. When you have Emunah, you're protected. But right away, when you got weakened in your Emunah, who came? Amalek. The Kelev that Hashem protected you from when you left Mitzrayim, says the Zohar, came right back when the Amunah got Shvach. Because that's the Karach of Kelev. Kelev is the chutzpah to attack the person straight out. The Gemara says that a shor, unlike a Kelev, is the chutzpah of the Kelev. That's why it says in Kapitel Chav Beis, we say tomorrow in the Kelev Minagas, we say Kapitel Chav Beis. Ayel Sashachar. You're supposed to say it on Purim. So it says over there, Hatzila miyad kelev yechidasi. Save me from the power of the kelev, which is the power of a malek. And there's a deep stuff. I don't really fully understand, but anyway, but a kaponim, but this thing is very, very geschmack, is that the two parts that we challenge is the guf and the neshama part, that's both incorporated in Amalek, and that was Esther and Mordechai, and that's why in Purim, when we're Matzliach, we have more Ruchnias, we have Torah, we have Megillah, we have Mitzvahs, we also celebrate the guf with the mitzvah of Suda Be'ezer Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shkarach Ravoisai.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, at this time, I assume we're going to be eating and breaking our finishing Maariv now. So I don't think there's going to be a shiur tomorrow. That's Thursday. And then the whole next week, I'm not here. Okay? Then when I come back, question is, are we going to continue Megillas Esther, or are we going to go to shiur shiur? We'll have to figure out. But we'll do something with the Gra. We'll stay in the... Shkarach.
Thanks for the shiur.